The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Gosh, it's November the 14th already. Is it the 14th?
November the 14th, Friday the 14th.
My goodness, already.
That's right. We did our show last night, so I remember November 13th. Yeah,
it's almost time for Thanksgiving.
It's funny because I was talking with the girlfriend yesterday, and I know we're going to start going into rehearsals for the Christmas show. That we're going to be doing at Wind River, Lady Bought and the Bluebirds. And I said, well, no, it's actually next week. I know it's odd. This feels odd, but it's a week from Monday that's the 24th. So it's really one more week before Thanksgiving.
Yep. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
She means it.
I do.
She's sitting here with her KCNR baseball cap on, mm-hmm. that we have for sale for $243. Just kidding, okay? And but you know what? What's it look like this weekend for weather, huh?
Well, good morning, everybody. Slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 61. Mostly cloudy night with temperatures around 45. Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are good friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, our favorite part of the week.
Locally owned and operated, they are. Yes, it is. It's Friday. And you know what? Where's that smile on your face there, buddy? There's Spencer.
It's hiding behind a cold.
They're going around. So vitamins. Plus, you have three kids.
Two.
Oh, okay. I have two youngins.
Yes.
How old are they?
I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
That's a jump.
Yes.
You know what? This is certainly a well-behaved puppy you have here. Yes. My goodness, she follows you just perfectly on that leash.
He doesn't pull at all. Well, this morning I brought with me Gus. Gus is a
good name for Gus.
He is a 3-year-old cattle dog mix. And, you know, he came into our shelter as a stray, and when he came in, he had a big abscess in his mouth, and he had, like, 3 shattered teeth. Not just, like, fractured, but they were shattered. Like he had possibly been kicked by a cow or something like that. He's had all of that taken care of by our lovely vet at our shelter, Dr. Sienna Howden. She's amazing at what she does. And Gus is now neutered, had everything medically done to him, and ready to go home today. We have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older, just because he is a little jumpy at times when he gets really happy to see you. He likes to pop right up and say, hey, mm-hmm. look at me. I missed mm-hmm. you. But, you know, I mean, he walks perfect on a leash. He gets along well with every other dog that we've introduced him to. He was a little interested in the rabbits that we had in our office this morning. But
he's probably lived outside.
Said he didn't eat one, though.
No, he didn't.
Just looked
one.
At it.
I think he's probably, like you said, been an outside dog. When I walked in today, he's licking my hand right now. When I walked in, I said, hi. He seemed very calm.
I lick your hand too.
I know that. And when it came to coming in the studio, you could see, oh gosh, I don't know if I want to walk through this door.
Yeah, he was
a little
nervous.
But then he did. You didn't even have to pull the leash.
Nope. And, you know, this morning, I do believe that he is an outside dog. We have our nice heated floors in our new Morgan Adoption Center at the shelter. And I'm walking through this morning and he's laying outside. On the outside portion of his kennel, just sleeping out there. Like, buddy, it's nice and warm inside.
Well, he's happy.
Yeah, he was just happy and content sleeping
he's
outside.
He's a cow dog.
Yep. So Gus is...
He's black and white. He has got just a great face
on brown.
Him.
And brown.
Yes, brown. And he's got a great face on him.
I'd say he's around 50 pounds, you know, give or take a little bit. I'd say probably take a little bit.
He'd be a good companion. He'd be a good buddy for somebody.
Yes, he'd be a great dog for someone. And he's ready to go home today. Okay. And Gus does qualify for our Home for the Holidays special, which means we have all of our our animals up to 50% off. We're trying to place 200 animals by the end of the year.
All right.
Well, now's the time to do it because, you know, especially if you're, you know, get the animal integrated into your home environment before guests start to come pouring in. So it'd be good to have them around for, you know, a week. They kind of know their place. Here's my spot. Here's where I go, you know, have my food. And, wow, I think he would be a great addition to, especially if somebody had acreage.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How can they take us home?
You can give us a call at 241-1653, or you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
Send us a photo of Gus.
Will do.
Put him up on the, you know what? What a good dog. This is just, you know, he turned around and he just got up to you and did lick your hand. And he's just a friendly dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you for what you do. As always, we are really proud to have you all on with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Okay.
Spencer, thanks.
Haven Humane. And Gus. And, you know, Gus makes the rounds today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
And you know what? All the media around here helps to promote Haven Humane and the way they're finding animals and all this. I mean, finding homes for animals and home for the holidays. You get a good deal on them.
Okay. In the front page today, well, not on the second front page, it talked about the terminal makeover. And we were there the day that it actually launched. I think the next day, actually, after it launched. Yeah. And there still was, you know, kind of rock debris around the side. So I think they were able to at least, you know, have the new luggage turn, what are they called, turnstiles, whatever, where the luggage comes in, and the fresh carpet. And it was really nice. You know, and I really want to support the Redding Airport. How lucky we are. I know I used to fly in and out of Burbank. Burbank was a great airport, still is, as far as easy access. And we're really lucky if we can get this extra flight, you know, when we start getting, you know, the reputation that we do take off on time. You know, a lot of times when the airlines that have flown in here have been caught elsewhere. It's not like the planes have been, you know, their engines are broken down and they're out somewhere on the runway. It's because they haven't gotten here.
Well, I talked to Rod Dinger, and this, you know, since they fixed the airport down in the airport down in San Francisco, their rate of planes not showing up has dropped dramatically. It's like 1 or 2%.
Oh, wonderful!
So so I wanted to get that. Rod's going to be on the show here in about a month because he's going to a big conference. And we want to get him right after that and talk about that because it's going to be a conference about getting that new airline in. But which is the big thing. Hey, the terminal looks great. You know, we're happy here, you know, with the terminal. It's got solar lights. It's got all that stuff. But what it doesn't have is planes flying in and out of Los Angeles. And that's the big thing. And they are working hard. There's still that over $1 million in that kitty to help bring people in. Anyway,
so congrats on that. They actually did the what do you want, groundbreaking or the cutting of the ribbon?
It was a grand opening.
Nice.
You know, I went hunting yesterday, which is where I was all afternoon. Well, with my buddy.
Secret place.
My buddy Rick went. Yeah, he made me sign up. Well, I had to sign 3 or 4 pages that said I couldn't say where I was at.
Yeah, and you can't say who you were with.
No, I could tell who I'm with. I just can't say where I was at. But let me see, it wasn't like we drove to Nevada or anything, but because we were back last night. But let me tell you something. Walking the terrain up there was a you know, when we started out, Rick takes off up the side of this hill, and about halfway up the side of the hill, man, maybe 3/4, I'm breathing kind of hard, and I'm thinking to myself, if it's going to be like this all day, then I'm going to have to pace myself. And about that time, we stopped and took a juniper bush and rubbed it all over ourselves to disguise our human smell, which, of course, fooled nobody and got my hands sticky. But what are we going to fool out there? The cows? I mean, they came out and surrounded us twice. Anyway, but what I'm getting at is last night, into my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of 45, and I did not move for the night. Nothing woke me up. I mean, you could have had a brass band going in there.
Elk Killer was very tired too.
That was it.
Elk Killer had some visitors yesterday, and so I didn't even hear her, you know, howling in her sleep. Anyway. Usually she howls in her sleep, and that'll wake us right up. But it was really, yeah, you're right. And I set up mine was set at 45. My sleep number is set at 45. And again, it was just the most restful night of sleep.
Dual Air technology allows us to sleep with different firmness in the mattress. It's American made. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. I can't say enough about Sleep Number. It's a good night's sleep every night. I mean, we've been sleeping on it for a year, and there's never been a night that you didn't feel comfortable in that bed. And how much is it worth for a great night's sleep for the next 15 or 20 years, because they last a long time. Like I said, they're guaranteed. And right now you can get this Sleep IQ technology. And what's that? Well, I tell you what. Why don't you ask Brian and Janice what Sleep IQ technology is? They're having the biggest sale of the year with Veterans Day sale. You can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. Again, head on down to Target Shopping Center, see Brian and Janice, and get yourself a great Christmas present called a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa! How old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Football fans of the North State, it's playoff time. KCNR 1460 is your postseason radio home. We're on the west side of Reading this Friday night as the 7-3 Shasta Wolves host the 6-4 Paradise Bobcats. The broadcast from Thompson Field will start at 7 o'clock. It's the Shasta Wolves and the Paradise Bobcats in the first round of the Northern Section playoffs. Win or go home. We'll talk on Friday night.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 49 degrees in the downtown studios. We have a special guest that is in the studio. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I was in there the other day talking to Leonard. And, you know, it's a place that if you want to go get your batteries, the batteries fixed in your watch, they do that all day long. People come in there all day long. You can browse at the wonderful pieces of jewelry that he has. He's an expert in stones, estate, He can get you anything you could possibly want in any kind of stone. It's around the world. He's been in business for 40 years. So, just about everything. Expert in opals. Going to see Leonard de Four Winds Jewelry. He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, and or give him a call at 222-2750.
Okay. We're here with Annie Borden. And Annie's here to talk about an event this weekend.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am with another Chance Animal Welfare League, which is a sanctuary located in Bella Vista.
Yes.
And we also have a thrift store in Palisadro. We help about 100. We have 140 animals in our system right now. So we'd like to help get them adopted for the holidays. And we're having an event on Sunday from 2 to 4 over at Library Park in the newly renovated little area right there with Carousel, that is the adjacent boutique. So Fantastic. We're really excited.
All right. So time and place again.
It's at Library Park in Carousel. And it's at 2 to 4 on Sunday.
That's downtown, by the way, when we talk about Library Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's newly renovated. It looks fantastic. It has new sod. It's nice and clean. So we're excited. We're going to have a little setup and chairs and hot cider because it might be cold.
Library Park is right next to the veterans. Down by the post office area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now, it's just been, you know, you've been seeing
is it
the
next to the hotel.
It's next to Carousel, the boutique I've been talking about.
Okay, that's right.
And they've gone in, like you said, I've just recently there was because I went into Carousel. I modeled a couple outfits for her for a Make-A-Wish fashion show. And they had the construction people there working on it. And once you got past the gate, the gates or the chain link fence and went inside, it was like, wow, this is really nice. I mean, they've done glass block on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Yeah, the stage is really actually just really pretty. And I'm really excited because it looks so clean. And we do have the gate up still, so because we're going to have animals
yes,
there.
Yeah.
But we will have our adoptables.
They want to keep
the
gate up and that fence up as long as they can.
Right.
To protect the park.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we will have adoptable animals there that people can come and meet. We'll have applications there and adoption coordinators. So hopefully we will get some adopted animals out for Christmas.
All right. And so the event is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So another chance is tell us how it started.
Another chance was started because of a shelter dog, Abby, who did not get another chance. So it was founded by a couple of people. They donated a property to the organization. So now we have a sanctuary, and we also have animals in Petco, in the kitty kennels in Petco, as well as at Tri-County's Bank in Palisadro, and then also at our thrift store in Palisadro. And and then we also have the sanctuary in Bella Vista.
Okay, well, glad you came on. We could talk about it, but shine a little light on it. We like to try to support things in the community as well as, you know, our animals, getting our animals placed in loving and proper homes.
And when's it going to be again?
It's going to be Sunday from 2 to 4. And then also in Carousel, we have animal pet portraits from all of the animals that may be past adopted or currently available for adoption. So in Carousel, you can see the portraits. And then outside in Library Park, you can also meet the animals.
So in Carousel Boutique.
Yes.
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
let's.
Okay.
And that's Sammy's place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Sam's out there reaching out some more like she always does. So that's great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And great. There's a little sound bite about something else that's happening this weekend.
Yes. Okay. Thanks a lot. And again, we're with Annie Borden, and this is happening Sunday from two to four, and at the Library Park next to the hotel and Carousel. Thanks a lot. Annie.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, a couple of things that are going on too today is, you know, I look at the front page of the Record Searchlight. Front page. About the Safe City Project offers proposal, but at a cost. I tell you what, April LaFrance, who was on the show last week, dropped a bomb on them when she said, these are things that have to be done. Establish a reserve police force. Create neighborhood watch groups. Okay, well, those don't cost so much. Crack down on troubled motels and other property that generate calls for service. And that means you have to get code enforcement out there. Open a sobering center where officers can drop off people they pick up for public intoxication. Then they sober up, and so you don't have to put them into jail and you don't have to take them to court. And there's a number of these people around town. Establish a community court that handles petty theft cases and other low-level offenses so no Shasta County Superior Court won't be clogged. But it makes no difference. You got to first get them in there. Open a work camp modeled after the Sugar Pine Camp. LaFonce has secured 40 acres from someone who is willing to commit the land for that. Put down money to renovate the jail annex and add 65 to 80 beds at a cost of $1.3 million. This is another annex. Well, the only problem with this is it's going to cost lots of money. There's like 1,000 people were there yesterday, by the way, at the town hall meeting to talk about this. And this is great because people are, it's our new city council, I hope, was there, the ones who were elected, or just the city council to see what people are saying. How do you pay for this? And this is the bombshells. LaFrance and her team came up with some ideas. To partially fund some of the solutions, the city should consider privatizing the Redding Library or closing it. And outsourcing a portion of parks and recreation services. Privatization, outsourcing, all those things are going to be needed to, you know, for the money. And when she said it, you know, that didn't, as you can imagine, the crowd goes, like that. They said it, a gasp. What France and her team did, her shark team and all this, was to say that we need things fixed here. We've got homeless. We've got illegal transients. We have illegal camps. They're not homeless camps. They're illegal camps. All of these things need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And these are just some of the ways in getting arms around crime. One of the things, I commend April and her team for doing this, for going out there and at least taking the steps forward. They're doing things that you would think that our city council would do or the county board of supervisors would do. But I guess not because, and I'll tell you why, is that they're stuck in their bureaucracies of their staffs and to say, okay, we want to study something like this or let's come up with some ideas, maybe outside their purview of their ability to think that like that. So people on the outside do not have the restrictions of the bureaucracy they're working in. They just come up with ideas that could work. Now, the only bad thing about it is, or the only not bad thing, but the other aspect of it is that the fact that it's going to take a lot of money, and we're not into money right now, as you know. They're talking about we can't even hire 3 policemen, much less take on all these things. Should these ideas be ignored? Absolutely not. These ideas or portions of these ideas should absolutely be implemented. But you've got to come up with the money first. So how do you do that? The tax failed. Is it time that the county puts out a quarter cent sales tax raise for countywide and it make it 50-50 so that 50% of it goes to law enforcement and 50% goes to the general fund? Would that pass? Passed in Anderson by a landslide of about 12 votes, but it still passed. They were able to hire new police. Is this something that is the time come for that? Since we seem to be unable to hire 3 policemen, we don't want to touch our reserve funds, whatever that amount is. Because if you listen to different people, it's different amounts. We can't touch REU funds, even though their reserves are up in tens of millions. We can still give raises to people at the city and the in REU, but we can't seem to be able to pay for new policemen. I'm not quite sure how that works. I would hope that the new city council is going to take a real good look at this. On December 2nd, they are sworn in, and I hope their first. I hope one of the first things they do is talk about this. The other thing, two things are. I don't know if you. I don't. The other two main stories on the Record Searchlight, Chief seeks info on origins, and Selma closes vineyard and eatery. The chief was on Wednesday telling us about that story, and Selma's was on yesterday.
Well, and Selma's was not on yesterday.
Not in Selma, Trish Clark.
We got a call from us, from somebody we know. I'm just not going to say names.
Trish Clark was on yesterday, and we talked about it.
Yes. And how we found out was that somebody was going to go up there, and there were locks going to be in a couple hours. And you can imagine for us, after years of being in love with the property, and it's just a very sad, it's a very sad time for us because we hate to see that something that was, where so many memories were made. People were engaged, marriage, birthdays, celebrations, music, friendships, friendships bound, friendships forged.
Great food.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere.
And, there, you know, John Stadelli is, just a, what's a wonderful chef, a good friend. And it's just kind of sad, you know, in a closing of a chapter. It's like a big, it's like when you find out that there's a death or a big divorce. You just kind of go through the mourning of it. And it's been hanging on, but then to see this, it's just like in black and white, you know, and to feel it. It's like, I know Carl is very easy at just like moving forward. I just have a tendency to be like, I get the gut, like the knot in the stomach, and I have to process things differently with the sadness. So there, I said it out loud.
There, you can do that. So our thoughts go out to John Stadelli. They also go out to Kathy and Frank, and our thoughts and prayers are going out with you too today. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
No matter what you are craving, you are certain to find it at Wind River Resort and Casino. We invite you to a dining atmosphere all its own, offering three eateries with new menu options, creating the perfect reason to dine out. Come hungry, relax, and enjoy Elements, Rituals, or Creekside Pub and Grill for a delicious, diverse dining experience. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality with the highest level of service for our guests. Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 27th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu include chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, steamed clams, and roasted salmon with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $24.95, children $8.95. Children 8 and under eat free. Reservations preferred. We are a 100% non-smoking casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Dining is better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Could be rain today. It's kind of like lingering on. Big wreck down here at the end of our street here on coming in off of 44 right here.
And, the weather.
Shasta and Market Street here this morning. It was like a Greyhound bus and a car
Wow. Okay, well, there is a slight, chance of showers. I know there was, it was raining slightly when I left this morning. High, our temperature is 61, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. Through the weekend, it looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers as well tomorrow with our highs of 62 and lows of 44. Oh, gosh, there's so much to discuss. You know, we had our pet of the week, and we talked about another event going on in town. And this portion of the show, before we begin, is, and as last night's show, too, Redding Crack Mastered Windshield and Repair. Go see Jeff. He does what other windshield repair businesses can not do, so he can do it. He offers a full guarantee, and from chips to cracks, over 24 inches. You know, we're going to get him on pretty soon and talk about what it is to winterize your car. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Give him a call at 241-8373. All right, so I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Charles, were you there last night?
Yes, I was.
So good. Let's talk about it. Let's get down into the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, the basic plan, as you know, as Carl laid out earlier, was presented each element by a different speaker, and needless to say, some of those elements, the political feasibility of them is next to zero.
Like what? Which one?
Well,
besides the closing of the library.
well, that would be one of them. For you know, because right now the city is under contract with the county to operate not just the city library but the whole countywide library system. If the city's going to get out of the library business, even temporarily, they have to that contract is going to have to be renegotiated.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with
that's $2 or $3 million a year, right there.
But
I can't see shutting down a library. I mean,
yeah, you're also going to have, but I mean,
I wouldn't recommend
there are,
to shut down the
there
library.
Are. You have Missy and Francie, who are. I can't imagine either one of them being supportive of shutting down the library, even temporarily.
I wouldn't be either, because when you say temporarily, how long do you mean?
And Kristen Schrader coming on the council in December, yeah. I can't, you know, with. You know, her as a school board member, soon to be former school board member.
so, what was the one
that she would be in favor of
closing it down? Hey, Charles,
right.
What was the big one that really got everybody? Everybody thought was really great. What was your take on which one was the one that was you considered that everybody considered to be? Oh, yeah, we could do that one.
Well, some of the early elements about code enforcement and expediting some of the, you know, reporting of violations that there was also a part of the I don't want to say show, but I mean a program. Yeah, there we go. There was a part of the program where they actually brought somebody who was doing time at Sugar Pine, and he got up and spoke.
Oh, talked about the work release camp.
Well, they talked about the fire camp at Sugar Pine.
Yeah,
and that actually moved the crowd quite a bit too. The beginning and toward the end. The beginning when he said he was embarrassed because of you know what he did and the fact that he's still an inmate, and of course there were a lot of smiles in the audience that when he said that, but then you know when he talked about how he was getting his act together and how working at the camp was helping him get his act together, that actually moved the audience.
Okay, hey Charles. Okay, would you say there was a lot of interest? They said around 1,000 people were there, and so it's a lot of interest to move forward with this then.
There's a lot of interest to move forward with
some of the
most
ideas.
Of the elements of the of the plan, or at least with the plan as a whole, whether or not individual elements get, you know, whether or not certain individual, I mean, the plan as a whole, I don't think you're going to see that implemented.
No, but there'll be elements
of it. But you're going to have different elements of it.
Okay. Well, that's what
there was a controversy. There was some, now, there was the, when they talked about the reserve police idea, the idea of having, you know, volunteers to do paperwork and perform other similar type functions was kind of was momentarily, I don't want to say poo-pooed because that's kind of too strong of a word, but, you know.
Poo-pooed is too strong a word?
Well, I'm not sure what I'm trying
to. I know. I'm just kidding.
We didn't get out of there till just about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I said it was in there for a long time. But, you know, all in all, though, it was
presented as an either-or. Yeah. And as I see it, it's not a situation where you have to have either the reserve police program where you have retired officers, you know, doing reserve police, or you have a volunteer program where you have certain people doing paperwork and directing traffic during events.
It could be both.
That's a both and.
Yeah, it can be. Okay, hey, Charles, thanks a lot. And hey, thanks for calls, and thank you for going to the meeting last night.
Now, one aspect of the meeting that I could have done without was one of the audience members was ruffling through her tote bag, getting candies out of a tote bag filled with papers and
okay.
It sounded like a rat going through a pile of papers. It was,
you know,
it was really annoying.
You can't get it all, Charles. Okay?
Yeah, but no, I understand exactly, Charles, how you feel. That it's like in the movies, you know, when people just don't. Where does somebody become numb? That's the question I always have. When do you have you just forgotten what it is about being being mindful of your space and being mindful of the person's space next to you? You're in tight quarters. It's courteous. Turn off your cell phones. You know, make sure you have a mint in your mouth. I'm sorry. Is that asking too much?
Well, I don't.
Don't go through your stuff. Don't, you know, I mean, just sit there and try to be a good neighbor. And that's my point. I you know, Carl's giving me a look like, no, I think people become so numb.
That. Did I say
people
that?
People become so numb, and it's what happens with traffic and road rage. And we're coming up in the holidays, and it's the time now that you take a deep breath. You think about how can I be kind, and I need to be mindful of people around me. That's the biggest gift you can give. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl's out there. We're getting ready and fired up for Mark Kent. This is going to be an 8 o'clock guest. You know, Carl, I mentioned before, you know, we talked the symphonies tomorrow night. And, you know, I grew up in the country. I just want to talk about this because kind of this little funny little headline. And, you know, we get, you know, we're inundated with so many things that we forget that in our earth and on our earth and in animals and all kinds of things, there's sonic tones and things that can make us feel agitated or give us peace or whatever. But okay, there's a new Pink Floyd album out this week, but if you really want to get spacey, the European Space Agency has released a strange song that's coming from Comet 67 called the original Space Jam. You can go online and hear it. The song was detected by a magnetometer experiment on Rosetta as it approached the comet. ESA said the music is oscillations in the magnetic field in the comet's environment. Oh, look singing, at me like
a singing
no,
comet.
Because
what's it sing?
Well, I mean, I could probably
you mixed
pull
it to Pink Floyd.
Well, there.
Do we have Pink Floyd?
You want me to play this?
No.
Okay. But my
because,
point...
I could listen to it, but nobody else could.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I'm trying to make a point here.
Okay.
My point is that here we have these atmospheric things. You kind of wonder why some people, they could be in different parts of the world, but they kind of come up with the same melody because it's in the spheres. I know you think I'm being spacey, but it's in the spheres. Well, why is it in the spheres? It's showing right now through science... When a comet is moving in the spheres, it's making a noise. If people get very still and people are out in nature and they're amongst things, sometimes you can hear this. You don't even know why these melodies come up, but this is a perfect example. So there's my Friday kookiness, Carl. I just thought you said that was news of the weird, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
For you, that's news of the normal. wait a minute. Come on.
The sound for you is a bullet going through the air, like, oh, my God, is that music to my ears? That's my spheric turn on.
I'd rather hear the sound of the bullet going through the air than the sound of the bullet hitting. So, hey, you know, here's my chance for a little rant here.
Okay, go on, please.
Well, besides the fact that, you know, the front page of the paper, ones are stories that we've had already, they're old. There's a way that, you know, we go into that things that are said. See, I wouldn't have a different opinion on this than, I mean, when you read something, you go, okay, this is what it says. Reading police chief criticized Shasta County's top homeless assistant consultant for turning over survey data that he says provides an incomplete picture. And then they used words like, criticized, incomplete picture, dust up, all these things that they're talking about that Paletti was saying. And Chief Paletti was on the show. And what he said was, I would have liked to have seen them ask the question of where the people came from. Not once did he imply that they were doing a bad job or anything like this. What he said was, I wish that they had asked. He said, the next time we can do this. And as the Delaney says, yeah, we can just add that to the questions. Where do you come from and why are you here? You know, if you come from all these different counties or different states, there may be a reason why you're coming here, and to find that out. Not just, you know, what's causing this, but why are you here? How can we have you leave and go home? And you can't ask that one. That's something you have to extrapolate. But the way it's written in the paper and said that makes it sound like, oh, you know, Paletti's after them. And it's not. It was a question he had, and if you listen to him here talk and explain about it, it's a different picture than you get in Record Searchlight. The other thing too is somebody used the word lie. He said that Paletti lied, you know, said that Jones lied. And that was one of our TV stations. That never happened. That never happened. He never said that. Chief Paletti never said that Patrick Jones lied about meetings. He never said that. If you got to listen to the whole thing, and yet that was the way it was presented, we're here, you know, not here. We're not a newspaper. We're not out here reporting the news. We're reporting what we see in the news. We give our own thoughts to it. You can say spin if you want to. We give our own thoughts. So we try and we interview people from all walks of life, all politicians, every kind of person is welcome here. We try to give everybody a chance to tell their story. And it's important you do that because otherwise you get spins on things that are written or you get bumper sticker political ads. You see it, you know, take the town back. She gets the job done. Vote for me or whatever it is. And it reduces it down to that, to really what do they stand for? What are they really saying? How can we fix this problem without causing some kind of consternation between the chief of police and the homeless, the lady that's running the homeless programs here? Because they do get along. They do work together. But why do something like this? It doesn't make sense to me. Of course, there's a lot of things that don't make sense to me. When I see things like this, is to me the paper should just be something that it tells the story, your editorial page and everything along the editorial page. Yeah, then you jump into it, you get into it, you give your opinion. But the paper should just say, hey, this is what's happening. You know, I'd like to have seen this, but the way it's written is such that there's a brouhaha going on. There's not. Okay, hey, you know what? There's somebody giving away. Not giving away. I shouldn't say that. My gosh, nobody gives anything away. It's but they are selling Christmas.
Okay,
trees.
So
that, and it's for a good cause.
All right. So Natalie Verhoog, good friends of our friends. She is the daughter of Norman Kelly Verhoog. Just a darling gal. She goes to Redding Christian. Okay, so here's her note. Does anyone want a perfect Christmas tree delivered to your office on December 3rd? Hi, Carl and Linda. At our school, the junior class always sells beautiful Christmas trees as our class fundraiser. We are raising money for our senior trip next year. My mom always buys one for one of these, and we always get one for the office because they're fresh, cut from Oregon, and they are perfect. Here's our tree from 2 years ago. Of course, you know, Natalie's 6 feet tall, and she's a, you know, she plays, she was in Shasta Skippers, she is a volleyball girl, just a darling gal. On the attached order form, this is the $36, get this, 5'6" noble fir.
5 to 6 foot.
Right? Okay, 5 to 6 foot. But when did you ever buy a noble fir for $36? You know, and so what they're doing, and I'm sorry, I just saw this a couple days ago, so I'm announced it last night, announced today. We have the forms here.
How do people get a hold of her?
Okay, this is what you can do. You can contact Carla King at 549-3620, and the prices range from $25 from a Douglas fir to up to $46 for a 7 to 8 foot noble fir. They'll deliver them December 3rd. So you're going to get a fresh cut tree. Money goes towards helping them raise money for their senior trip.
And these trees are they're different sizes too. You can get a 5 to 6 foot Douglas fir for $25, a 7 to 8 foot for $36, grand fir ranging from $28 to $40, and a noble fir from $36 to $46. Those are great prices if you go, you know, if you're looking around for buying them around town here. And they deliver them, which means you don't have to go out there and put it in your car and get juniper sap all over you like I did yesterday.
So Natalie, as soon as we get off the air, we're going to fill out these forms and make sure Natalie knows that we're going to get a couple trees. We want to make sure that Natalie, you know, knows that we're putting the word out. But I just think it's pretty fantastic that they're doing something like
that.
Okay,
and we're going to catch up on everything here in our last few minutes. Craft Fair and Trade Bazaar at Simpson University from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the Heritage Center, Life Center tomorrow, Saturday, November the 15th. It's going to have just dozens and dozens and dozens of vendors out there.
Well, and plus the Methodist Church as well. Methodist Church down on East is also going to be doing their bazaar in the morning as well, which is, I love these church bazaars. I love it.
The other thing, too, is Christy Davis, an optometrist here in town, even though Veterans Day is over, the plight of veterans and the problems that veterans are having or what people can do for veterans, that never ends. That's an ongoing event, like camouflage. It's everlasting and it's consistent. But Christy Davis, who is an optometrist, is offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during the entire month of November. It's for all veterans currently serving, honorably discharged, or retired with proof of service. There's nothing wrong with that. Let me finish this, and I'm going to tell you something else that happened. She's doing this to consider how, and her Rotary group here, how their vocations could help meet the practical needs of the community. And she said, I'm going to do this. A lot of people said, oh, don't do it. It's going to be costly. Oh, and she asked her staff, should we do this? And her staff said, yeah, we'll support this. And this is something it is. This is absolutely free to veterans. Your eyes are the windows to your overall health, she believes. Okay, to make an appointment there or have somebody make an appointment there, give her a call at 222-7271, Dr. Christy Davis, 222-7271, or stop by our office at 2515 Park Marina, Suite 201. We've had her on here, and we're running spots for her. We're going to continue to run spots for her because somebody does this for our community, deserves attention of the right kind. Okay. You know that, and you said you got the symphony tomorrow night. We've got advanced classes. Speaking of that, I've been talking about proof of service. You know, nobody would just go in there and say they're a veteran. Yes, they would. We had a case the other day when we were doing the RABA, fundraiser for RABA for having veterans get tickets that are down on their luck, or they may not have a car, or maybe they don't drive because they're older. We had this guy come up to them and say, hey, look, I'm a veteran and I'm just trying to get back to Wairika. And he says, I need some help here. And he says, he didn't have the money. So they brought him over to me and I said, let me see an ID card. So he shows me an ID card and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of strange. But I called people I know who are going to help, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And he comes up to me later, this guy, and he says, well, you know, they don't like me over there at the Purple Heart guys don't like me. I said, really? And I haven't ever met anybody, the Purple Heart, any veteran, the Purple Heart group, Bill Filan and all those guys have not helped. He says, yeah, you know, I've had arguments with him. Well, as it turns out, this guy, that ID card wasn't him. It was somebody else. And they've had problems with this guy before. He's claiming he's a veteran and he's not. And so this is why people come in there and they want to siphon off the good feelings and the respect people have for veterans. And this is why when I say, hey, you know, you need to show proof of service, I absolutely mean it. I don't want people that are just out there saying, you know, you see signs, oh, veteran, I need help, veteran, homeless veteran. There are homeless veterans out there. Yes. But they're not sitting on the streets with cardboard. And if they are, they need to be helped. But they also need to show that they are a veteran. And it's easy. They can go down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, which has a new veteran service officer who's just been named, a gent by the name of Medeiros, out of Southern California. And we'll talk to him. We'll have him on here in a week or so. But they can get a card that says they served. And it's an official card, and people recognize it. There's lots of businesses out here that give 10% off for veterans. Bastiani Arms, for one. There's Sportsman's Warehouse. Just a lot of places out here that give discounts to veterans, but you have to show proof of service. And there's a bunch of jerks out there that claim to be veterans and aren't. It's not the stolen valor thing. I guess you could say it's stolen valor. You know, they're not saying they were Navy Cross winners or Medal of Honor recipients or any of these things. They are, they're just saying, oh, I'm a veteran and please feel sorry for me. No. No. Prove that you're a veteran. Then we'll help you. Okay. When we come back after our break, we're going to have Mark Ken here. And Mark is going to liven up certain areas. He's the co-host of Sovereign Minds along with Linda Kent. And they talk a lot about what's happening in the money markets but also what's going on with the country. And he's going to be talking about, survival, if things come apart here, which he thinks are going to happen here pretty soon. We also want to talk, and I've been holding back on this, I want to talk about Obama and his latest edict where he says he is going to sign an executive order about immigration, which is going to tear this country it's not going to tear the country apart. What it's going to do is widen schism in this country when here's a chance to actually try and get everything together. People have spoken, Mr. Obama. They don't like your policy, so you need to move into closer to where the Republicans are. Republicans, you need to give here so that you can at least come up here and come up with a policy that the American people can live with. And no more threats. Anyway, we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington on Capitol Hill. The House is poised to approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
The ninth such vote in the House, but this time it could also pass the Senate with bipartisan support. The 2,100-mile-long pipeline will carry oil from western Canada through the Midwest.
Let me be perfectly clear today. This bill to approve the Keystone pipeline is a jobs bill.
Texas Republican Pete Sessions.
No more delays, no more excuses. It's actually time to make the Keystone Pipeline a reality.
The pipeline's been mired in controversy for years, the White House postponing action indefinitely, pending the outcome of an environmental lawsuit.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Key concerns at the G20 Economic Summit in Australia. For starters, the stability of the organization itself.
There are indeed concerns that the G20 may be losing its momentum.
That's Joseph Cheng, political science professor at the City University of Hong Kong. U.S. retail sales rose at a modest pace in October.
The Commerce Department says retail sales went up 0.3% after falling by the same amount in September. Excluding gas stations, sales increased 0.5%. Employers have stepped up hiring, giving more Americans paychecks to spend and boosting consumer confidence. While auto sales rose 0.5%, sales at electronics stores plunged after a big gain in September when the newest iPhone went on sale.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. businesses added to their stockpiles at a faster rate in September, but sales remained weak. The Commerce Department says business inventories increased 0.3% in September, following a tiny 0.1% rise in the month of August, which was the weakest showing in more than a year. On Wall Street, the Dow coming off a 40-point gain yesterday. It's been vacillating in early trading. At last glance, down about 6 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked by all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings?
It's like a carjacking, but like of our religion.
Isn't it time somebody spoke up?
This Christmas season, join Kirk Cameron in his new movie, Saving Christmas.
Join me and my family, and together, let's put Christ back into Christmas.
Saving Christmas. In theaters for 2 weeks only, beginning November 14th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at SavingChristmas.com.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe stepping down. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
The Postmaster General says he will retire on February 1st. He announced his retirement at a meeting of the Board of Postal Governors. Patrick Donahoe has been with the U.S. Postal Service for 39 years. He took over as Postmaster General 4 years ago during the height of the agency's financial crisis. He oversaw a restructuring of the Postal Service and retires as the agency reports a $569 million revenue increase from last year. Still, the agency reported an overall loss for the year of $5.5 billion. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
A special treatment center in Nebraska is preparing for another Ebola patient. Officials say a surgeon working in Sierra Leone will be flown to the U.S. tomorrow after being diagnosed with the virus. The doctor will become the third Ebola patient at the Omaha Hospital and overall the 10th person with Ebola to be treated in the United States. This is SRN News. Scientists working on the Philae Comet lander say it's time to get some data while it gets good, with the batteries unable to be recharged.
Mission scientists think there is perhaps just a day's power left. The team really wants to use Philae's drill to pull up samples of the comet's surface for chemical analysis. But it's risky, because the torque on the drill could destabilize the lander. Nevertheless, with energy now in very short supply, they're determined to give it a go. Whatever the coming hours bring, the European Space Agency believes the mission has been an outstanding success. It says the data already provided by Philae will rewrite the textbooks.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Amos reporting. Volcanoes and tornadoes in New York City. Not to worry, it's all part of the fun of visiting the American Museum of Natural History there. A new exhibit explores natural disasters, including earthquakes and hurricanes. It opens tomorrow, with visitors getting to generate their own virtual volcano. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, November the 14th.
We're halfway through almost.
8:05 here. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Savannah's here. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Yeah, Savannah's Friday's at Savannah. And,
yeah,
and Linda,
like,
what's the weather look like?
All right, good morning. And I'm looking at the Douglas firs.
I know, I dropped the weather thing in front of you. So I was just...
Well, I think we're going to pick one of those out. Make sure we get a hold of them today. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. There will be a slight chance of showers today, with temperatures reaching around 61. Love that jacket weather. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 45. Slight chance of showers tomorrow, Saturday, with their highs around 62. Again, and the slight chance of showers with our lows around 44. Sunday, mostly sunny. We get up to about 67. Mostly cloudy on Sunday nights with our lows of 42. That's our weekend forecast here at KCNR. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where our customers are warm friends, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, you break me up, I tell you. You know,
well, you know what? You're Linda, so rote at times. I'm out of March, God forbid.
I look at things, you know, and you know what? Say it's the military in me, say whatever it is. But there's certain things. And I say, okay, they have to, and Linda goes into a read. And it just, I mean, just who knows what's going
to
come
good.
Out.
Good. I need to be creative.
It all comes out, but it's just in a different sequence. Yeah. And I'm here pointing
it's at things. It's how I don't get bored.
Or it's like our customers are warm friends. Yeah. Sometimes our customers are good friends. Sometimes our customers live with us. I'm not sure what that means.
You know, here's the thing, is that I just kind of feel like when you commit to sleeping with the same man every night.
Pregnant pause.
That you have to be creative in other ways.
Okay. I'm not even going to go into this other thing, this fundraiser, because I can't even talk about that. I can't even talk about it now. You know, I can't remember. I'm going to go to a, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, and we probably just lost them too.
Happy Friday.
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding, Savannah has left the room, with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, these guys come out to your house, and they go above and beyond to make sure that your systems are working there. And now that it's getting colder, you know, all next week it's going to be in the 60s. And at night it's going to be in the 40s and 50s. Make sure that your heating system works. Make sure your filters work. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
I was telling Mark, we were talking about survival, and Mark Kent is our guest, and I know you guys are going to be covering a lot of political things and everything, but, you know, Mark and your family, you're very big advocates. You walk the talk. You're pretty self-contained.
Right.
So you were talking about ham radios.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a check-in every Thursday night at 8 a.m. With some of the fellows out there.
Is that throughout the world?
No, it's just the local guys here, okay. You know, and they do it. I haven't been participating that much just because I've been really busy, but they do have one every Thursday night.
You know, we were talking. I do want to talk about a fundraiser here before we start with Mark. And this is a Riley and Caden Fish. They've been diagnosed, or Kaylee has. I'm sorry, Riley has been diagnosed in. And they both carry this gene for a very rare disorder called metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD. And I'm not pronouncing that right, the last part. It causes loss of abilities such as walking, hearing, vision, motor skills, memory, eating, all of these. And these are just children. And the little boy, and Linda had the parents on last night.
The fishes.
And the little girl who was at top of her class when the first onset started, top of her class, and they've got videos of
at
it
six.
And this, at age six. And then the teachers started noticing something, you know, because she started going downhill dramatically. And they took her to doctor after doctor. And finally, one pediatrician from, which she says the pediatrician was from?
Reading.
Well, Reading right here says, there's something more. We need to do more tests.
So it took them a month to get their big tests out of the Davis.
Yeah. And so they each carry this gene. And it's a recessive gene that comes from their parents. And so they, of course, have no way of knowing that. Anyway, the children are born with the gene, and it causes this regression, where the little boy has not shown yet. He has not started showing symptoms yet, and he may not, though he does have the gene just like she does. But it's taking. They want to do their very best, and there's one program that's been shown to help, and it's in Milan, Italy, of all places. So they're trying to raise money to get him over there to see what they can do to maybe prevent this, or at least put it in check. And so they're having a fundraiser here, and it's going to be at Logan's Roadhouse. It's going to be on Saturday. And the price is $8. It's $8 a ticket, but you get breakfast for it. It goes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Logan's Roadhouse. It's called Raising the Dough. Bacon, eggs, and cinnamon rolls, drink included, and it's for $8 a ticket. And even if you can't go down for breakfast, you go on down and buy it at you can buy tickets there at Logan's. You can, you know, show up and buy them. You can buy them at Country Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Buy tickets there. $8 a piece. And after you talked to him yesterday, it was just wow.
Yeah, the world has changed forever in a heartbeat. So, you know, we as a community, this is what we do, and this is what we love the North State, is that we reach out and we need to help lift this family in a time of need. So Saturday, go by Logan's Roadhouse. Even if you can't, just drop off something to help in their medical expenses. Both of these parents worked full time. The fathers had to take a leave of absence. The mothers had to quit. And just in order to take care, be home and just take care of their little girl.
Their brother, five, who's a little brother, is now the big brother. She has lost her abilities. And they're not sure if she goes to school for a couple hours a day, but they're not sure if she's aware or cognizant of what goes on. Anyway, just something to do. I mean, something you can help with this weekend. Okay. Mark Kent.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that.
I hate to bring you on right after that, but this is something that can happen, or that you can help with, and that, you know, maybe this will work. Maybe this will help for the kid.
Yeah, I've had experience in that type of a thing with Make-A-Wish and my son and getting cancer and stuff. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of things going on there. Anyway, get out there and help if you can.
That's right.
And I was going to read the other event in Corning. And
please do.
No, go on. Come on.
Yeah. This is what we do as community.
Yeah, there's a State of Jefferson Sporting Clay Tournament at 9 a.m. in Rolling Hills Casino at the Clear Creek Sports Club, located at Rolling Hills Casino in Corning. And it starts at 9 o'clock. It's $100 per shooter, and there's a tri-tip lunch at Carlino's, $20 for non-shooters, and they're going to give buckles and, ladies and men's and youth classes, and they're going to raffle off an 870 12-gauge shotgun, and along with some other beautiful items. If you're interested, please call Karen Knorr at 530-824-6458 and get involved. It should be a lot of fun.
Now, what's the date of that event?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, I would talk to you about State of Jefferson, but I've got an update on next Tuesday. We're having State of Jefferson.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, I know that. But I know that there's a lot of things going on with State of Jefferson. I mean, it's just
absolutely
so many things going on. But today, though, we want to talk, you know, one of the things that you talk about, which is always has interested me is the banking system, the federal system. And you've been saying for years, ever since I've known you, and it's been, what, now, five, six years now? Gosh, how time just rips through here.
I know.
And you've been saying that there's been, you know, that there's no way that the precious metals could even match what they're selling.
There's going to be a reckoning. It's just like, who thought that we would be in recovery for the last 5 years? Who thought that we would ever have a banking crisis in 2009 that was a threat to the worldwide financial institutes and economy? And they've never fixed the problem. That's the issue here, is the deficit spending has still gone on the whole nine yards. So that is going to create a problem. And that's why the metals are always an issue, because there's a lot of reasons to have precious metals. One of the biggest reason is that that's a safe haven in a financial crisis, which is where we're headed.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that. Our guest, Mark Kent, we're talking an upcoming financial crisis and maybe some things you can do to prepare about it. And at some time today, maybe during the last segment, we're going to talk about this new immigration threat. Now, I want to do that toward the end of the show.
Sure.
This immigration threat that, and I call it a threat, from our president. Who is like, he has doubled down on his losses. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites. For those who don't want to worry about fuel on site, give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBott. Yeah, you know, we need a hero out there. Hey, it's 18 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, a little rain today. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. we're going to be talking about survival during all the stuff going on or living. And, you know, you might want to become friends with John Bastiani at 2539 Larkspur in his gun shop there. Whether you're buying a new long gun or a pistol, you know, having the gunsmith, John, or his other gunsmith in there just work on your guns. It is absolutely the best deal you're going to get in town. And he has everything you possibly could want at very, very fair prices. He never once ran those prices up when they could have, as some other places did. Bastiani Arms, give him a call, 222-8222, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Mark Kent is our guest. Mark Kent has Sovereign Minds on Sunday, and you've changed your time. You're going from 9 to 11 now.
Yes, that's correct.
And we're moving State of Jefferson over from 8 to 9.
Correct.
And so we'll be replacing that on Saturday. So we've got 3 hours there of Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds.
Yeah, yep. Should be really good.
Well, it is. They're all interesting. And there a lot of action in this, a lot of following on this, especially with the State of Jefferson. But we're talking about other things today. There's a site called the Daily Caller, and
it's the Daily Current.
Daily Current, okay. Yes. Not the, because I could swear I saw Daily Caller has regular stories, and there's another one called the Onion or something like that.
Is yep.
They come up with these headlines that could they look
real?
Like, they look real. They look like they could be real. And the one you came in with this morning, you're looking at, and you said, "Look at this." And it was a holder hired by,
J.P. Morgan Chase, $77 million.
Yeah. And so you're going, oh, my God. And, but Mark, unlike other people, major media and a mainline or mainstream media checks his facts. He goes, nah. He says that was just a
satirical.
It's a satirical thing. Yeah. But we do have a problem.
Yes.
We have a big problem in our financial system.
There's no question about it. I mean, you cannot. They haven't corrected the problem. We have deficit spending, you know, and deficit spending, is basically theft on a large scale. And you know who said that? And that's a direct quote from Alan Greenspan. He said that basically deficit spending, and the only thing that stands between the theft is gold and silver, because they're the only currency that cannot be manipulated by the banking industry or the government through printing and counterfeiting.
Okay, now deficit spending is essentially spending what you don't have.
Absolutely. And what they used to do is they would, if they had deficit spending, you would sell treasuries to China or India or, you know, other central banks and hedge funds and so forth. And that would finance the debt. And our debt, the $17 trillion going to be $18 trillion, is treasury bonds. Those have been sold to countries and hedge funds to borrow money to pay interest on those treasury bonds. And so that's the debt. And so the debt keeps going up. But the problem is that we have been losing the buyers of the treasury bonds for a number of years now, because who wants to invest in a failed banking, in a failed bankrupt government? Okay. And that's what we're talking about. So now what we're doing is the Federal Reserve is buying those treasury bonds and stacking them up as an asset. And they're at the $4 trillion something now. Well, when they start financing the debt 100%, basically what you're doing is you're counterfeiting money and shoving it directly into the system. Now, when they did this in Germany, that was what caused the hyperinflation. The only difference now is, because of the worldwide currency system and the petrodollar, 50% of the currency is out of the country now because of these foreign investors. Now, they're going to start dumping our dollars. Right now, you see the play that the dollar's getting stronger against other currencies.
Yeah.
But that's a precursor to them dumping all of our dollars. And so it's kind of like the tide that goes out on a tsunami. We're having a deflationary cycle right now. But just because the tide goes out on a tsunami and it appears that there's not going to be a big wave doesn't make it so.
Because the tide needs to go out to make the big wave. So you're saying is that right now is the tide is going out.
Correct.
And now we've been talking about this for 5 or 6 years. And you told me, frankly, you're surprised.
It's taken this long because
yeah. there's a worldwide shortage of silver and gold. They're selling futures on silver that they don't have.
Yeah, they're selling like 1.3 billion ounces of silver to drive the price down the last week or so every day. Well, there's not even that much above ground. I mean, there's not even that much silver in the world.
Uh-huh.
So, they're selling paper silver. the physical market, the mint just ran out. The mint just ran out of blanks. The U.S. mint, the Canadian Royal Mint just ran out of blanks. The suppliers are drying up. The mines are shutting down because you can't sell silver under value. Right now, the average cost to get it out of the ground is $24. It's at $15. How can you have a free market? Sooner or later, you're going to shut down.
It's going to catch up. It's going to catch up.
We're at that point. It's also a monetary metal like gold that's an indicator of the economy. They're driving the price in collusion with the government down because it's like the canary in the coal mine. When the gold and silver starts heading up through the roof, that is a crisis indicator. And the reason it's a crisis indicator because people jump into the metals because it's the only safe haven at the end of the day when this paper starts to go bad.
Well, one of the things is the price of metal goes up when things are going wrong.
Correct.
But with the stock market still going up and still dollars, it keeps driving down the price of gold.
It's just a matter of time because we are so overvalued in the stock market. Well, look at the 29 crash. Okay, let's take that for an example. Did the 29 crash, did the stock market keep going up until it crashed?
Yes.
That's what – geez.
Oh, no, that was the problem because everybody was buying on the margin then, and then when they called it – and buying on the margin means you don't have it. And if it drops, you're borrowing money, which is like we're doing. And when it crashed, they had to pay it off, and that's where people lost all that money.
Where is the money coming from to drive up the stock market right now?
How much are we printing a month?
Right now, we're printing about last year we printed over $1 trillion worth.
But it's down this year a little bit.
No, it's not. Not really, but because they're lying about all the statistics. I mean, does anybody honestly believe that unemployment rate is 5.8%? I mean, you got to be a moron.
Nobody that reads.
Okay, so they're messing with all the statistics, the government agencies, and they're cherry picking stuff to make it look good. But the deficit went up almost $1 trillion last year. The treasuries, they're reporting that it was only $600 billion worth of borrowing. Well, if they sold that many $1 trillion of treasuries, where'd the money go?
Well, even $600 billion. Is
that's chump change, isn't it?
Well, you know what, a billion isn't. You know what, a billion doesn't buy as much as it used to anymore.
A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon, you got some real money.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. You know what, the thing about this is that you're right about a lot of things about statistics and people. This is why people don't trust the government. They're saying that unemployment's down at 5.6, yet we're at the lowest level of people in participating in work.
That looks like a reverse hockey stick when you look at the charts.
And so you've got that, and then plus the fact is they don't count the people that are underemployed, are working two jobs, or as they say, are not looking anymore. So, and then with the lowest number of people in the employment force, so many people out who's not even looking, and people that are underemployed, I mean, that number goes way up. And you know what? And then you take a look at the veterans. Right. Oh, my God. I mean, they'll even say, the veterans' unemployment is at 15%. So you know what it's got to be. It's got to be more than that.
It's the same on the stock market. It's a total lie. They say that they had their quitting QE, which is quantitative easing, which is printing. But you can look at the stock market. As soon as they said that, this thing started going up again. And the real deal is they're still printing money. They're lying about it. They'll call it something else. They'll change the names to protect the guilty. And what they're doing is they're feeding the stock market with this counterfeit money. And at the low interest rates, you can borrow. And they keep stuffing it into the stock market. They don't talk about the president's plunge protection team, the guys that are – they have to hold this thing up. They're juggling the plates, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a reckoning at some point because it's so overvalued. Well, so when you look at investing in precious metals as an emergency thing, you have to ask yourself a question. Right now, do you trust the dollar? Does anybody trust the dollar right now?
Well
okay.
But
well,
I have to say, it's
like a one syllable. No.
Yeah. Do you trust the government at this point?
No. I don't think people trust I don't have absolute trust in this government.
Do you trust Wall Street?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why people go into metals at some point, because the confidence is lost to the point where nobody wants to invest in the stock market anymore, and nobody trusts the federal government, because this devaluation of the dollar and this skewing and lying of the statistics at some point causes a panic. It's not an actual physical event that causes this problem. It's a panic from confidence that causes the problem at some point. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so hard to predict on the timeframes. But if you keep counterfeiting money, And that's really what it is. You can, we can whitewash it all we want, but the government is counterfeiting money. The founding fathers knew about this. That's why they made gold and silver the only legal thing that you could use in the Constitution. But are we following the Constitution anymore on anything?
No. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, all you guys, how you doing?
Good great. Morning.
The fun never stops.
Hey, Mark, great stuff. I mean, this is the, thank you for, you know, talking to the folks. And the thing that's so great about this is the way you've explained it this morning is very, very understandable. Makes total common sense. But do you think one of the problems that we have is the media? And I know
biggest.
That the Shasta Lantern, you're involved with that, and that's just been a, well, gosh, I guess about 40,000 copies have come out already on that. And, you know, with what you guys are doing, Carl and Mark, and what you guys are doing on the radio, it's such a help getting the truth out. How can we combat the radio, the news media, the liberal news media, even more, number one? And number two, where do you actually see these metals going? And well, I'll just take my answer off the air.
Sure. Thanks, sure. Number
can
one.
I, let me,
yeah, go ahead,
can
Carl.
Let me jump
sure.
in on this one about the news media. It's when you see articles that aren't written, you have to write to the editor. Yeah. You have to get your, you know, people into writing to them and say, why aren't you writing about this? And you have to have a number of people. If one or two people write, they can just blow it off. You get a lot of people writing to them and saying, you know what, this is an important story. Why don't one of your people cover this? And the other thing too is when you see something that is wrong, you know, like today, I mean, I'm not, you know, Record Searchlight is a valuable, I know that I can get into fights with people over this, is a valuable asset to our community. It's a paper. And it, where you may not agree with everything, it's got a lot of stuff in there that is important for us to see.
Sure.
But you can't give any of us, me, you, or anybody a free ride on this. If we're saying things that are untrue or we're shading it, they need to be called to task on it. And that's what we can do as citizens.
Absolutely. That's the problem, is that they will not correct themselves. They are liberal, and they will not run stories or even print letters. I've written letters that they don't even print, because if they don't like the content, boom, it doesn't get in. So that's why the Shasta Lantern is important. And we've got big things coming out with the Lantern. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but there's things that are coming out that are going. So there's going to be an alternative source. Not, I mean, we've got an alternative source right here, Carl, with KCNR, but who else is there? I mean, you got a few programs here and there, but you know, the Wretched Flesh, I mean, the Record Searchlight, they pretty much do whatever they're going
to
do.
And you need to, but we as citizens need,
I agree,
to have alternate sources, and we need to be, but the big thing is need to be involved. We offer a voice out here, and we have, but you know, there's some people that don't listen to radio, they don't get to radio, or whatever it is, you know. So that's where
we just need to become bigger. We need to get bigger, and we need to compete bigger, to the point where they can't marginalize us as just fringe.
Okay. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, our guest Mark Kent. It's 8:31 in the morning, 15 degrees out there. It's going to be a cool and maybe possibly rainy day. We'll be right back.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
Do you feel like the digital world has left you behind and just a bit bewildered? Locals is here to get you and your business up to date. In an age where 87% of consumers expect businesses to have a website, Locals can help. Website design and implementation, logo creation, VHS to DVD transfers, and much more. You don't need to learn all the digital tricks of the trade. You just need to contact Locals at 515-8335 or online at localsreading.com. For everything digital for yourself or your local business, it's Locals Online Service Company.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by La Tida Salon, Dandelion Boutique, Craftmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Yes, we did.
No fun, never
welcome back. Carl and the Bot here, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. We made it through another week. 51 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live. We're pretty sure we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're calling a webmaster right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can't get any better than this. The Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. Go on down there. They great people, veterans in there. Veteran-owned business. Very okay. Good. Mark Kent.
I want to address two things. We had a caller call in and ask how they can get hold of the Shasta Lantern.
Right.
We got some big things going on. Right now, you can go to www.shastalantern.com. But that's the initial website. We're going to be doing a bunch of changes. That's a monthly thing we're doing right now. We're going to be going and doing a lot more stuff, and that's under construction right now. So that will still be a great, website to go to, but it's going to shift over to our new thing that's coming up. Like I said, I don't want to reveal too much till we're ready to rock and roll
okay.
on it.
But when you do, I know you're going to announce it on show, but also make sure you announce it on ours.
Yep.
Now here's the other.
I wanted to answer the one question too from Terry on where the metal's going.
Okay.
I don't think the metals are going to go anywheres until the panic really starts to set in. And this happened in a lot of these other crashes. In fact, what happens is the more currency that you put into the system, it's like a balancing scale. The more that you print, sooner or later asset values come up to match it. And especially in currency. So gold and silver as a currency will come up to match the amount of printing that has been put into the system at some point. But it usually starts when you get the run in from the panic side, running from the paper into the actual metals. And that will start to happen as the devaluations. So it's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg? In this case, what happens is the more that they print, okay, the more that at some point in time you're going to see the balancing start to happen because it will devalue the currency in existence. That's why the foreigners that are holding dollars simply are getting angry because their currency is being devalued overseas. That's why they're not buying the treasuries anymore, and they're starting to dump the dollars. Who bought the – who just bought Anselmo's vineyards? Was he an American?
Vietnamese.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, we don't know.
Well, we don't know if they're Americans or not.
They could be American.
All I'm saying is that the foreign investors that are holding dollars overseas are going to start dumping them into our economy.
Yes.
And they just bought the Waldorf Astoria in New York not too long ago. Chinese insurance investors. They think that it's probably through the Chinese government.
That's, you know, the Chinese have bought radio stations up in Alturas.
Did anybody
know that?
See,
I knew that only because I talked to the general manager
up
there.
When they start dumping those dollars back into our economy, that's why the wave everything's gone out.
They're buying single family mansions in Beverly Hills. They're buying all that currency
yeah. starting to flow back in. When that does, what that does is that's going to cause inflation in certain assets. And that's a problem. Okay. That's when you start seeing the panic out of the stock market and out of the paper assets, out of the paper silver on the different hedge funds and so forth. That's when you're going to start seeing the price rise. You're already starting to see the premiums go up, and you're going to start seeing the price rise just as a matter of course anyway at some point, because there's no physical metal out there. So that's the answer to Terry's question.
Okay, for people in the chat room, the reason we have problems with the chat room is it looks like there's a long delay for anything you write for some people coming in. Our webmaster's on there trying to he's going to fix it now. He's trying to fix
there's
it right
glitches.
Now.
There's glitches. What can I tell you? It happens occasionally.
Occasionally it happens.
We knew that we saw the pink lines, that it was okay. Yeah. Now, the president, Mark, has been in China, and they just did this carbon emissions thing. Deal.
Right.
What does that say to you?
It tells to me what it says to me is that the president is no longer operating in the best interest of the American people, if he ever was, because the deal with China is absolutely skewed completely towards the Chinese. Now, there's an old saying in the Bible, not to get religious on you, that the borrower is servant to the lender, and the rich ruleth over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. Has China lent us a lot of dollars?
Yes.
Yes.
They have loaned us.
Treasuries.
We financed the war, which is ongoing.
We financed a lot of things.
I don't even want to talk about the war, which is still going on.
I get it. But we've been selling treasuries to China to the point of $4-something trillion. Now, what do we have to do when we make these agreements? If we don't play ball their way, then they're gonna sell off our dollars and cause an inflation in our.
But if that happens, doesn't that harm them? Well, really harm them.
It's going to harm everybody. That's the problem. Not really, because China's been buying up gold for. Why is China buying up all the gold? Why is Russia buying up all the gold? Why is India buying? Because it's just worthless archaic metals, right? No, because it's the only real stable currency that exists that can't be counterfeited.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Well, here's the other thing, too, about this carbon emissions is that they don't even have to start until 2030.
Right.
And we're already cutting back even more by 2020, which is going to go into the cap and trade, which is going to hurt our industrial ability.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. In other words, this is economic warfare. They're not going to dump our dollars unless this is last resort. They're already starting to do that. But what they're doing is they're shutting down our industries, and our president is going along with the program because he doesn't have our best interest in mind.
The hackers are in the postal system, and they're tracking them back to China. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, people don't. Because there's no declared war,
doesn't mean there's not a war,
and there's not people being shot in the streets, even though China does shoot people in the streets for dissent. But it doesn't mean that this warfare isn't going on at so many different levels in the info wars, the tech wars, the currency wars.
Yep.
There's a constant battle, and right now the United States, I'm not sure we have a president that is strong enough to push through the ideas that we are still that shining city on,
well, you know,
on the hill.
If the mainstream media reported on him the way they should have reported everything, not just the stuff that they want to bolster his presidency with, they black out so much information. If they were the watchdogs, I don't think that you can come to any conclusion other than this person is treasonous, because everything that he has done has been against America. Take any example on anything across the board since he started. Obamacare, Fast and Furious, the IRS, negotiating with China. It goes on and on and on and on. How can you come to the conclusion that this guy's just stupid? You can't. Not any thinking person. Well, okay, maybe we can. I'm sorry. But
I used to hope he was like that second lieutenant, that he's trained. You know, to a certain point, certainly you can't train people to get right into a firefight.
Sure.
And that he was going to, you know, he got into a firefight, which he did from the very beginning, and they lurch from firefight to firefight. But they learn something every time.
Right.
And that by the time that they're in combat for, you know, for 4 or 5 months, if they're still alive, right, and I'm talking about combat, don't read anything into this.
I understand.
Is that they've learned how to keep their people alive. They've learned how to call in coordinating arms or coordinate their fire support. So they're surrounded by safety when they stop at night, so that they know if they get in a firefight, he can just say a certain word and they're dropping artillery in to save them. I was hoping it would be like that. But it seems like he's the kind that he has such an inflated ego and such an inflated sense of importance that he doesn't believe the things that are happening around him if they don't fit into his scheme.
See,
this is one of those things that you've got right here when – and we and I talked a little bit about it. When a person who is intelligent – and I don't think he's not intelligent, but it doesn't – and this is where you and I differ a little bit – is – it's not that he doesn't when things don't fit into his belief,
right,
he ignores it. Like the election doesn't fit into his belief that he's going in the wrong direction and he needs to change the direction of the country. It does not fit into his intellect. And so what's he going to do? He's going to double down and split this country even more with this immigration policy. Where your opinion is
– exactly. I think that he's doing it on purpose because think about it. He doesn't just – not learn anything. He attacks the people that are trying to right the ship. Look at the whistleblowers in Fast and Furious. Read Katie Pavlich's book, Pavlich's book. Look at the whistleblowers on J.P. Morgan that have not gone to justice because of the Eric Holder administration and the DOJ. He's gone after every whistleblower that has blown the whistle, and anybody who's not blowing the whistle, who is part of the team, gets promoted. Look at Lois Lerner. Look at the guys the head of the IRS. Look at the guys the head of the ATF. If you can go on and on and on and on. This guy is treasonous, in my opinion. And just because the mainstream won't report it, because who's in the tank? Who is running the mainstream media? It's all only owned by 6 or 7 companies, and those companies are all owned by Wall Street. Gee, and who's running Wall Street? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Eric Holder, we know, is protecting J.P. Morgan. Read the Rolling Stone articles by Matt Taibbi. You can't come to any other conclusion that there is something wrong. It's not a big accident, and the Congress will not do anything about it because they're afraid of all the implications that go with it. They're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid that they will get marginalized. But the American people are saying, wait a minute. We got the Senate just got back into Republican hands, and so they need to go after this guy. But do you know what's keeping them from impeaching him is what I can't remember who said it yesterday. Was Joe Biden. Oh, it was Trey Gowdy. We can't impeach the president even though he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors and numerous and we can't even count them. But if we impeach him, we're going to have Joe Biden. And, wow, that's jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning on the 14th of November. Our guest is Mark Kent of Sovereign Minds.
Nate Alvarez here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Football fans of the North State, it's playoff time. KCNR 1460 is your postseason radio home. We're on the west side of Reading this Friday night as the 7-3 Shasta Wolves host the 6-4 Paradise Bobcats. The broadcast from Thompson Field will start at 7 o'clock. It's the Shasta Wolves and the Paradise Bobcats in the first round of the Northern Section playoffs. Win or go home. We'll talk on Friday night.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. It's Friday. It's 8:48 in the morning. Hey, look.
TGIF
yeah,
on the 14th.
Ted Leidy in Northern Firearms Instruction is offering a tax-deductible concealed carry course. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because all the proceeds go to the Liberty on the Border, a Civil War exhibit at Turtle Bay. It's got nothing to do with politics or anything like that. It's what led up to the – when I say politics in the sense of, you know, selling land or anything like that. This is exhibitions at Turtle Bay. KCNR has gotten behind this, and we have we're helping to sponsor this historical exhibit because it is. It's on something I like studying. That's the Civil War. I've walked so many of the battlefields. I've read so many books about it. But this is it talks about some of the causes of the war that led up to it, and slavery. Talked about the battles in the Civil War itself. Talked about people throughout the Civil War, different groups of people that in fact in the North called Copperheads that fought against continuing the war. And things like President Lincoln would do, like, you know, no habeas corpus and just arresting people when he wanted to and then deporting them. So these are things that, you know, that if you hadn't read about them before, plus they have exhibits of weapons and uniforms and then the aftermath of the war. And so Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction is supporting this also by giving a basic a concealed carry course on November 22nd, 23rd. That's next weekend. And your check for that, $150, is completely tax deductible. And you get your concealed carry out of that. And all the instructors, including myself, are donating their time for this. So give Ted a call at 999-1822. And come on out. You might be surprised who's going to be in this class, too. What can I say? You've seen their names before. So check out readingccw.com.
Leave your politics at home.
Leave your politics at home because we've got them all there. 999-1822. All right.
Hey, Mark Kent is our guest, exactly like you're saying. But I have to just share with you why you've been here, Mark. I'm sure many of our listeners, as well as Carl and I, were just, you know, always very interested in the information because you do a lot of studying and research. Yeah. So why we have you here today, I've gone through New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, and now I'm on the Wall Street Journal. I just want to let you know right now, in the corner was this little advertisement saying, after 9/11, the CIA launched an operation called Project Prophecy. It's wow. Predicted the 2006 London terrorist attack, the 2008 recession, and today its architect is going public with evidence of an imminent $100 trillion U.S. collapse.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Okay, now.
That's Washington. That is the Wall Street Journal.
Let's hit the ground running.
Right, because we want to talk now. Are you prepared?
The first thing I want to talk about, and I'll go over real quick, is what's called normalcy bias. Why are we not being prepared, a lot of us? Because normalcy bias refers to a mental state where people enter, they enter it when facing a disaster. It causes people to underestimate both the possibility of a disaster occurring and its possible effects. This may result in situations where people fail to adequately prepare for a disaster, and on a larger scale, the failure of the governments to include the population in disaster preparations.
Because people doesn't, like we're saying, it doesn't fit into what their belief is, either way they've raised or what they truly believe, and so they have a tendency to ignore facts.
The assumption is made in the case of normalcy bias that since a disaster has never occurred, then it will never occur. So people that have never seen a financial disaster of what we're talking about think that can't happen in America.
Well, they looked at 2008. And that's nothing compared to what everybody's talking about. That we're talking depression like the 20s.
They've been papering it over since 8. They've never fixed the problem. So it's going to get a lot worse than everybody thinks. And, you know, so the effects of this are it often results in unnecessary deaths. Lack of preparation for disasters often leads to inadequate shelter supplies, evacuation plans. And even when all things are in place, individuals with normally bias often refuse to leave their homes, for example. So, you know, normalcy bias can cause people to drastically underestimate the effects of a disaster or ignore them altogether.
Okay.
That's the first thing we need to overcome. And so once people say, wait a minute, you know, why shouldn't I prepare for a disaster? Well, the real deal is that if you are prudent at all, what is the downside to preparing as opposed to if you ignore it and it does happen, you're in trouble. If you prepare and it doesn't happen, are you in trouble? No. In fact, you're better off. No matter how you slice the pie. So anybody who isn't preparing for a disaster, in my opinion, is absolutely
foolish.
Foolish. Whether it's for fire, for
I wanted
flood.
To save that dump button right there.
Yeah, I know.
So, hey, you know what? It's only good for 1,000 times, you know, a week. So, you know, so what, you know, and all of us, like I go, you know, we've had, and we're going to have probably another series on preparation of a disaster, because you know, whether it's a monetary collapse or an earthquake or whatever it is. Are you ready? But just the basic stuff. And we're ready with the basic stuff. But frankly, could we last a month with what we have right there? I could, but it's because I'm going to come take it away from you.
Well, see, here's an initial problem with that. If you do that, you're breaking the law.
That's
if
right.
you do that, then you are now a criminal. If you do that,
yep.
then and then under those conditions, you can now be shot for looting.
No.
So there's a real problem with
– you've got to be prepared.
If you're not being prepared,
right.
you know, then you could become a victim of your own
– Something as simple as this is I asked people, I said, do you have a flashlight and extra batteries in your house? You know what? And people are honest about it. They'll look at me and they'll go, well, I think I have a flashlight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the batteries are. And I'm thinking, you know, like last night, Linda said, and I was going out hunting, you know, yesterday, and she goes, it's going to be dark. And when she said that, it triggered me, and for some reason didn't have it. Went back in, got the flashlight, because
yeah.
if I'm out there in the middle of nowhere, I would like to have a flashlight.
I'll
it makes me
you,
feel better when I'm lost.
I'll tell you a story.
And that your batteries
are fresh.
Actually work. I'll tell you a story. I was out hunting elk in eastern Oregon one time. And when I'm talking about hunting elk, I'm talking about
hunting.
We're hunting. We're out in the snow. We camp out in the snow. We hike, you know, 7, 8, 10 miles into where we hunt. You have to pack stuff in on horses and in and out. So this is what I call, you know, manhunting. I'm getting too old for manhunting now. But back then,
hardcore.
You got to be in shape, and there is survival situations
oh, yeah.
that sure.
can occur very, very easily.
Right.
And the situation I'm talking about is one time I got out there and I ran off being Mr. Joe Survival, been in the woods all my life, you know, never ever, you know, I'm prepared for anything. I get out there and I don't have any matches. Well, I had to spend the night, okay? And I had one match. I got down to one match.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, when you're freezing and it's really cold and you're in the snow, you know, things start to change in your mind.
Yeah.
You start thinking in terms of reality as opposed to I'm invincible and I'm immortal. So what I did was I punched my way into the center of a log because it's like paper tinder in there. And so I had a hole with the match. I lit it inside the log and set the whole log on fire. Okay. Well,
we started the Columbine fire, which lasted for 46 weeks and destroyed 85 million. No.
In Eastern Oregon, you can set these snags on fire because in the middle of winter, they're not getting
they're
away
not
from
going
you.
Away.
So,
yeah.
so I went from freezing and the
to
possibility
warm.
Of
warm.
Dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. To standing by a blazing fire.
Now, and so what we're talking about though is being prepared and not having it in your mind. You can't like having things like water. Food.
By the way, I never
batteries.
I never went without a good lighter or matches after that.
You know, yes.
Well, and you had the knowledge about busting open a fallen log.
It could have got ugly.
Well, you know, it's like yesterday. I knew who I was hunting with. I knew one, but I didn't know the other two.
By the way,
that were out
I got to tell you one more thing about that.
What?
I lit a Dorito to start the fire.
Doritos are good.
Doritos will burn.
They're
like nobody's.
Yeah,
business.
That's
they're
what they do to your stomach too. But hey, when you're out there,
I wouldn't eat them.
Well, you know, one of the things I carried yesterday was my trauma pack, which was, you know.
Yeah, you did carry your trauma pack.
The trauma pack. So if there's a sucking chest wound, I could, well, you know, I was just hoping somebody would know how to use it if it was on me. But if there was a sucking chest wound, I could do those
Absolutely.
things.
Absolutely.
But again, we're going back to the prep part here.
Right.
And there is, what are just the basics?
Well, let me give you a good website.
Okay.
If you go to survive.com, that's S-U-R-V-I-V-E, survive.com, and it has spaces in between the letters. So sir, you know, S space, you know, U, so forth. But go to survive.com, and they have very good comprehensive lists of what you need to prepare. You know, the main thing when you're at home, and it depends on what kind of disaster you're preparing for, you know, but you should have the essentials: water, heat, electricity, you know, first aid, basic tools, food, self-defense weapons, and sanitation. So that would be a good place to start. And I would have a minimum of 6 months worth of stuff myself. Minimum. 6 months to a year.
I'm not even close to that. We've got a month's worth at least. And the good thing is we've got the river here.
Well,
if you could get to the river.
Well, here's the issue. What happens when you have a financial crisis like that, it shuts down commerce completely. That's why all the stores shelves get cleaned out. In the Wehrmacht Germany example, and this is – if we have a financial disaster, it's going to be much bigger than the Wehrmacht. Then it took a year to 2 years in just Germany to get things sorted out. That's how long these things can take.
Yeah.
So a month's not going to cut it.
Right.
Okay.
No, you're right. And so
water.
Here's what we're going to do is later on, now that the elections are over and everything, but maybe at the beginning of the year, we're going to start a 3 or 4 day preparation for disaster.
We talked about that, Mark, yeah.
Preparation for disaster,
yeah,
like we did a few years ago. And then we're going to finish up down at Tobacco and Brew with that big room in there, and we're going to have everybody bring in stuff so you could look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, we could have a political disaster that could last at least a month if your guy doesn't get elected to city council. Okay?
Got it. Got it. Great way to close out this Friday show. Thanks for being with
Mark
us
Kent.
Today.
Okay, Sundays from 9 to 11, Mark Kent and Linda Kent.
You guys are great together.
Sovereign
That's a whole
mind.
Other story. We're going to have to find out about your childhood.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, I'm not sure if Linda is such a hoot. I tell you what, she's a toughie, too.
Yeah, I want her on my team.
Yeah, she's a – and the other Linda Kent. So you know there's two Linda Kents in your life.
Yeah, we call them the Lindas. Or
yeah,
the
that's the wall.
The Lindas
coming at you.
I love it. I finally refer to them as the Loompa Loompas.
Yeah. Love it.
Hey, tomorrow and
Lucky
Sunday,
guy.
Great shows all through the weekend. Local talk radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. The Pentagon chief ordering an overhaul of the country's nuclear forces, troubled by leadership lapses, security flaws, and sagging morale. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the Pentagon will hike spending 10% a year for the next 5 years for a total of almost $10 billion. But Hagel acknowledges that money alone will not fix all the problems.
You can have the structure, you can have the process, you can have the resources, but if you don't have the accountability, it will unwind.
So from now on, Hagel says anyone in a leadership position will be held accountable. Enough with the foot-dragging. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it's time to build the Keystone XL pipeline, not only for the oil, but for all of the jobs it will bring.
There's overwhelming bipartisan support for ending the president's blockade of these very, very good jobs.
Today, the House is expected to pass legislation to build the pipeline.